Stefan,
what's going on, man?
It's another day in paradise, like they all say, right?
Hey, we got to say hello to Bob Baker from out west. You're wearing his hoodie. I have the same hoodie.
It's a comfy hoodie. It's
an amazing hoodie.
I worked in this once. I don't want to work in it again.
I love that hoodie, man. It's a good hoodie. I haven't spoken to him in a little bit. When was the last time you chatted with him?
I send him memes back and forth.
Yeah?
The two of us.
He's a busy boy.
He's always working. Always working, always on the farm or whatever.
You ever think he's going to just take a bow and just take a break and just move on?
No, he's one of those old timers that they stop.
He'll always have
something
to say.
That's when they have a stroke.
Yeah.
You stop working, it's over. Your body's like, what the hell's going on? Right? That's like my old man. Same thing.
The same thing?
He's the same way.
How old your old man?
Oh, fuck. I'm going to get in trouble now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, somewhere around 60. I don't think we've had the 6-0 party yet. No.
How old are you?
32.
How long you been in the HVAC world?
HVAC, I was in high school working under my dad as like a helper.
So it was always HVAC?
It was always HVAC as like a, I'd say it was like a side thing for a little bit. I always went out and experimented, had on the job books. Like in construction, you got to work cash, right? So the HVAC thing with my dad was always cash, and I'd have a job doing whatever. Like first job, Burlington Post. I was fucking making flyers, right?
Yeah.
Gone, done oil tech, like lubrication thing for, Pennzoil, went out west, did this, did that, worked for a roofer, a frame. I've done the GC, like working under the GC, helping everyone out, like the gopher, I think is what you would call it, right? I worked it down the road here in Oakville
at
Goodrich Landing Gear.
Okay.
They made landing gear for 757, 737, stuff like that, right? So they come off the milling machine with all the lines in it from CNC. Had to go over it with a fucking grinder, 8 hours. Taking out the milling lines, making nice polish, right? So from
I forgot I had to fucking get into wardrobe.
I've done everything. Been there, done that, everything but behind the desk. When it comes to a job site, I've helped everyone, done everything.
What do you prefer, being on the job site?
Being on the job site before compared to being behind a desk or anything like that.
So hang on a second. So if anybody wants to follow you on social media, it's basically Ham on HVAC.
One word.
That's it, right? You'll find them there, and it's basically you.
Shit posting.
That's all it is.
Memes.
Realistic.
Work I do.
You might get offended depending on where your background's from.
It all depends.
I've never gotten offended by one of it, so it didn't bother me.
Everyone's free game.
That's all it is. Simple as
that.
It's
an open market, open season on anyone. You do something dumb, you're going to get called out.
I'm wearing Royal Doors cap. I've got a bunch of caps. I'm going to be doing caps here. So there's no website. That's it. Just reach out to him. You'll get him on his IG account, and he'll share some thoughts here and there. Some thoughts. That's all it is, right?
That's it. What else would it be for?
Pull the mic closer a little bit. No, you don't have to come closer. You can just pull the mic closer. All right. So HVAC world. What's going on in the HVAC world these days?
Heat pumps. Heat pumps everywhere, man.
What are your thoughts on heat pumps?
It depends.
You're a pro, so I want to get your thoughts.
Heat pumps are okay. Like, they're not terrible, but they're not great. For our climate, we got so much abundance of gas in the ground.
Why do you think the government is pushing heat pumps?
They got money in it. They all got money. Like Kathleen Wynne with that drain.
Heat recovery stack.
Yeah. Right? They all got money.
Do you think it's fair that politicians are a part of the building code?
Not to the degree they are.
I think there's a conflict of interest if you're actually making money from anything that's applied to
it. It should be disclosed.
It should be disclosed.
Bare minimum.
We do find out later on that it is.
After
we follow the breadcrumbs.
What do they call that? It's easier to beg for forgiveness than ask for permission.
I don't think there's been a single Canadian politician begging for anything other than they don't beg for anything. They just take.
Yep. What do? You end up with this product in your house that they say is supposed to be great. It recovers this. It does that. It's more efficient. 2 years, 3 years.
You talking about the stack? Like
you talking about the heat everything, pump? Man. Even those Energy Star fridges.
It's all bullshit.
It's all of it.
Why don't they ever talk about the wall assembly?
There's no money in it. Unless you're from Quebec, because they got the asbestos mines. They got the mines that make the minerals, right? So in Quebec, I see Quebec's building code being more stringent because of...
Yeah, the problem is that inspectors don't come on the job site and investigate.
No, it's all done on your phone.
It's all done. Well, it's all done corrupt-wise because of the CFQ or CCQ.
Yeah.
CCQ's there, and how it's just a money cash grab. I don't even... I can never survive in Quebec as a tradesperson with all the kickbacks that you're supposed to...
Yeah.
Shakedowns.
You got to play ball. What's it come to? You used to be able to build your house, like go get a permit, right?
When did you realize that construction wasn't the way construction was when you thought it was? How quickly into your career were you that you realized, hang on a sec, something smells kind of funny here?
My first time building with a big builder.
You saw it?
Yeah. Like a new home construction type of thing, working under someone. This person's got a contract. Well, then that person also got a contract on that, and all they got to do is walk in. Yeah, okay, I'm a consultant. What are you consulting on? Yeah, the progress is getting done. That's all your job is just to monitor progress? Like, that's what a GC does, right? What do you need consulting firms in there for? And people taking soil samples. Like, you just dug this dirt up. You know what's here, right?
The geo people, right up there with the tree people.
Yep.
It's all kind of bureaucracy.
Permitting process takes forever. And then the big builders, no big deal. They walk in with a checkbook. Permits are done. You just got to wait a little bit so it looks legit, right?
Nothing could be solved without, you know, money. Money could solve
everybody's problem gets solved with money and causes everyone else's problems.
I've seen big builders just go, fine, give me the fine.
Yeah. That's the way it works with a lot of like industrial things, like pollution wise and stuff like that. Like a lot of the factories, it's cheaper to pay the fine for what goes out your stack than have to remedy the problem. Or do a, because you got to get a permit, you got to get a study, you got to do this consultant. And then you can actually go in and finally take samples of whatever you're testing, right? There's like 5-6 steps before you actually can do something. And that's all money.
You ever catch yourself on Park Lawn
Toronto? I don't do much work in Toronto.
I just bring it up because of the photo radar, the stupid speed trap, that camera that's on. It's
is that one. The one right off of Lake, you took left off Lakeshore.
So yeah. It's been cut down like six
cut
times
cut down,
now.
Destroyed. It's been spray painted.
Yeah. Because the problem is that this lovely city in Toronto run by this puppet named Chow keeps on trying to just tax more people to solve their problems.
You can't tax your way out of
I know, but the problem is with these photo ticket speeding devices is that it's hard for you to pay the fine, the initial one, the original one, which is a reasonable fine for speeding, right?
Yeah.
Online to do it, and then it gets lapsed, and then all of a sudden it gets tricked to the next tier.
Yeah.
And then you can't even get to court to fight it. So then it gets to a full. So instead of a $60 ticket you're supposed to pay, you're paying a $260 ticket. And that's why I think these people are knocking these things down, and rightfully so, they should be knocking them down.
Yeah. Not just that, how much it costs to repair them. They don't make their money back up in revenue, I would imagine.
I think they do because it's just, she said publicly recently that they're generating $40 million a year with these cameras.
Come on.
And she wants to double.
Where does it go? Where does it go?
It doesn't go into the roadways. It doesn't go into the infrastructure. It doesn't go into. Look at the snow removal fiasco that happened in the winter months. Look at that shit, eh?
Where do you, like.
Who's responsible for that? Where's the accountability for
how
that?
How much of it? At one time, all the cities had their own. Everything was dealt with internally. Now it's all out to subs, is what I noticed.
Privatized.
So where's all that money going? You chose the subs because they were supposed to save you money. How is you spending more money but getting nothing done? Right? Like,
you remember the good old days when it used to be just a filing cabinet of manila envelopes?
Yeah.
And I joked recently on a show, I was like saying, I don't think it's a filing cabinet anymore. I think it's a full room. I think it's a room full of stationary manila envelopes. Yes, I'm saying politicians are being bribed. I get it. Yep. I understand all that shit. Yep. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're all everyone's getting a kickback that way. Whether it doesn't have to be dollar figures, right? Could be trips.
Perks,
right? Rob Ford. When he had that video years ago, he laid out all the TTC passes, zoo passes, the parking. He goes, this is like $5,000 worth of just in one council member.
I didn't have a problem with him.
No.
I don't care. Nope. He had plenty to eat at home. I liked his journalistic skills. You know what I mean? I didn't have a problem with him that he was, you know, he had a little bit of a drug problem. I get it.
Yeah.
But he was still a man of the people.
He was an average guy.
He was an average Torontonian.
Just changed crack for beer.
Yeah. His brother on the other story? He's not. That's not. Conservative?
No. He's nothing. He just follows a green. That's all.
Or well, nobody's talking about the green belt
or brown
anymore.
Or any of that.
Nobody's talking green belt.
No, that's all done now.
Did you hear that the Ontario Science Center, Ontario Science Center, the company pulled out.
They pulled out, yeah.
The spa.
Yeah.
The casino.
For now.
Now the Ontarians are on the hook to build that thing.
What do we have to build it to? Right?
Talk about the 407. you know, yeah. taxpayer funded built, and then all of a sudden it was sold at a ridiculous price.
That's what I was last told, is that was the teacher's pension that owns it now.
I don't know. No,
changed hands a couple times.
It's changed hands again. There, I was just told recently that there's a small section of the 407 that still belongs to the taxpayers.
Oh, that must be that new section that they put up. Where's that? Kawartha's type of area. Oshawa.
I think just Toronto and Canada in general is just a corrupt haven of whatever, playground.
We're too nice. We're too nice. Look at what happens in France. They revolt. The U.S., they decide to have protest. Whether you agree with the protests or not, they still protest.
Yeah.
Right? We had one protest. Everyone's bank account got shut down.
And it was proven that it was illegal.
Yeah. All of that was illegal.
But nobody was held accountable.
No.
You had mystery police officers show up with no identification whatsoever.
There was Croatian Serbian cops there, I was told. Like mercenaries.
I don't think they were Canadian police force. That's the problem, like, that I have, right?
I know. I heard of a couple, like, friends of friends are cops. And they went out there from Hamilton, Niagara, whatnot. They got paid overtime, plus their hotel, their lodging, right? So I know for a fact that they drew cops from anywhere they could find them. So it wouldn't be put it past me for them to hire outside of even the country, right?
How did we get to this, man?
Too polite. We're too nice of a people.
We're nice people.
That's the problem.
But then they scared everybody with the trucker's convoy.
Yeah.
With not the trucker's convoy, with the freezing of illegal assets, right?
Yeah.
The freezing of the, you know, and the GoFundMe that was getting traction, right?
That was huge.
That was massive.
They would have been there for 2 months, fed everything, taken care of.
Now people. There's a class action lawsuit against the convoy and anybody who donated.
Yeah.
Because of that one MP who's crying, like the little, I think you should just call a wambulance and send it to Ottawa for her.
What do you do?
Like, at some point, how much do we take? Or at some point, do Canadians just leave?
Before it ends up as an actual violent unrest.
Which will never be reported by paid media sources here.
No.
And anything that, it still blows my mind that people see pictures of Carney with certain individuals that are associated with the name Steen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
and they're saying it's photoshopped.
Yeah. You pay attention to the news that often, like that type of news?
I don't pay attention to paid.
Virginia Gouffre, the one that was supposed to testify against.
I heard about that.
She was hit by a car ago, and then yesterday. Now she's self-deleted. Like, yeah, come on, no.
But why can't we start seeing the real players being?
I think it would boggle a lot of people's minds, and it would break a lot of trust that people have in institutions.
What is the fear? Like, what, that the thought process is actually true?
Yeah.
That our government is corrupt?
Yeah.
That our government is being controlled by other sources outside of this country?
Yeah.
Like, that's a fear? If
people found that out, what type of unrest would you be dealing with, I think, is their fear. Or it's just we're tax slaves forever.
Whatever happened to the, remember when Biden was losing so badly and all of a sudden they started talking out, they did find UFOs?
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever happened to that story?
That's what...
Where are the UFOs right now?
UFOs, apparently, they said that it was all Air Force training.
But I thought House announced that it was actual UFOs.
Of their own.
But what happened to that?
What
were your thoughts about the female-led astronauts there?
They didn't go anywhere. They went to, what is that? Upper orbit, lower orbit or something. But there's so many videos. Like, you look online, right? You go for anything. The G-forces of a Air Force jet pilot. You look at what their face does. Katy Perry's face looked mint the whole time.
I don't even think they went up there at all.
The door situation.
The door.
One person had
science.
It looked like a mannequin was like,
You could talk to a kid in science class in grade school, and they'll explain to you that you can't have pressure going in. You have to have pressure coming out.
Yeah. Hello.
Now there's some video surfacing of Bezos and Katy Perry walking in and out of a film studio.
Come on. Come on.
And they're saying that...
The Chili Pepper said it.
What'd they say?
The space is made in a Hollywood basement. Or is it space or the final frontier? That Californication.
Was made in a...
Hollywood basement.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Build the future you dream of with Generation Construction. Your home is where life happens, where your style shines, and where your future begins. Whether it's your first home, a space for growing family, or a place all your own, you need a builder who understands your vision and brings it to life. At Generation Construction, they ensure your home is everything you've imagined. Greg, the visionary behind Generation Construction, knows that today's homeowners, they want more than just walls. They want a space that reflects who they are. At Generation Construction, they don't just build houses, they craft homes that are uniquely yours. With a reputation for excellence, trust, and a commitment to working with the best, Generation Construction offers a seamless, stress-free experience that ensures your home stands strong for years to come. Contact Generation Construction today at 705-961-5562 in the Muskoka area and 647-381-0361 in the Greater Toronto area, or visit them at www.generationconstructionltd.com. For inquiries, email Greg at greg@generationconstructionltd.com. Let's build your dream project together. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life.
But you go down that hole, then, yeah, no, you could go on for days.
Then you're spending days
and
months. And
then you end up in existentialism. Like, what is my purpose here? And then that drags back into work and stuff, and it's just...
Why can't we just get back to being citizens and providing, and if we pay taxes, I want to see a cause and effect of me paying taxes. I don't want to see taxes being exploited to wealthy people. Like...
Yeah. It won't happen.
People are getting caught with their hands in the cookie jar, and then they're like, we don't know where that money is.
You vote for that person. It gets good for a little bit, and then it comes back.
They're all corrupt.
One way or the other.
They all get in maybe ideals.
Yeah.
And then they get corrupt.
Yeah, everything sounds good on paper until it's actually put into action, right?
What do you think is going to happen Monday? Obviously, we're recording here on the 26th, but we have our election on the 28th.
What would I like to happen? Ideally, in a perfect world for me, the way I would see is Pierre would take a minority and Bernier somehow would pull a rabbit out of the hat, have the balance of power between him and the Bloc, the PPC and the Bloc, right? It won't happen because the PPC is, I wouldn't say it's too new. It's like a 7-year-old party by now. They've gone through 2 elections.
But they have no strength.
They had no strength. They got a decent amount of people.
We're a 2-party nation, just like
US. Just like the States. We're given this illusion,
but
right?
The thing is, are we going to have a corrupt 2-party nation where it's like you got an election process that's going to get interfered with?
I think it's going to be conservative minority. The NDP are going to be higher than the Liberals, and it's going to be the Bloc.
You don't think that the NDP will actually go bust, done?
I don't think so.
They won't have any seats.
You think they're going to be totally done? I don't think. I think people are tired.
They're in the debt right now.
I think the closeted Liberal, the one who won't put up a sign or whatever...
They're still going to vote conservative?
They're going to be the NDP voter.
They're going to be the NDP. So they will refuse to vote for the conservatives, so they'll vote the NDP? Yeah. And the NDP will get traction as a result of that?
Yeah. Third party.
I'm voting conservative, and I don't give a shit what anybody wants to attack me on that. I don't care.
Me too.
I don't vote because my family, my parents were always NDP supporters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hamilton.
Always. They're like the blue collar.
The country, the whole city's always been orange in Hamilton. It's always been a union. Like, that used to
what
be a
union. What is it now
party.
When you walk, when you drive around signs? It's all red?
It's mixed. It's a lot of conservative and NDP. There's not many liberal signs out in Hamilton. There is up on the mountain because the lady there, she used to be in the news, so she's a recognizable name. Like, when you're picking a candidate like that, you
gotta, think Alberta will leave? That'll affect Bob, eh?
Bob, big time.
He'd
be happy.
I think he'd be happy being an American.
I don't know if they'd become an actual state more and they would become a territory. Because I don't think that the U.S. wants more people voting. Like how Puerto Rico is a territory, right? It's part of the U.S.
Yeah.
Well, but they got their own little
Trump's
thing.
Objective there is the pipeline. He wants that oil.
He wants the North too.
Oh, really?
Because there's oil up there and there's the... what's that?
You're talking about the Greenland.
The Northeast Passage. No, through...
Oh, through Alaska up there.
Through Alaska.
He wants,
across
so he wants Yukon too.
Oh, definitely.
100%. Because then they think about it.
Yep.
Alberta, shipping. Yukon, Alaska.
They got shipping right in and out of Asia, Europe, way quicker than using the Panama Canal.
I didn't even think about that one.
That's why Pierre wants to put a lot of money and a lot of things up there. Is because that's a huge, as the ice melts, right? That becomes a big shipping lane.
They've right to the west.
Straight out. It bypasses everything.
How did China get such a stronghold on Canada, man?
They like, had a lot of, they had a big population that didn't care about working standards.
And nothing happened about, you know, the MP making a threat about putting a bounty on somebody and bringing them to the consulate.
No, no, it was all good. It was all okay. It was a learnable, a teachable lesson, I think, is what Mark said.
Yeah, kind of was the same words that Trudeau used 10 years ago.
Yeah. And then once the public started speaking out, okay, you got to kind of, he didn't boot him. He let him resign. But you know the meeting.
What does that mean? He just gets shuffled to another position.
No, apparently he's out of the election now. That guy.
Until the election's done, then he gets back in.
He'll be in as a, what do you call it? Oh. A lobbyist. He'll be a lobbyist to the government. Man. These people don't ever get away with things. Or they don't get held accountable for it. They always get away with it. One way or another. Suit stays on, title just changes. Paychecks keep going up every year.
I don't like politicians in construction.
No.
And I know politicians are in bed with the unions. They're in bed with construction. I don't like suits that don't know how to build a single thing or even swing a hammer, telling us how to build a thing and swing a hammer.
My checklist here. And my hard hat says that you're doing it wrong. Like, you've never even held a hammer. I could send you to Princess Auto, get a left-handed Robertson right now, and you'd find one. Like, yeah, no, those people. The thing is that...
It's control.
It is. And with the unions, it is, too. They post their political signs, so they know who you want that, or they let you know who they want you to vote for.
But explain to me this, though, stuff. Like, how do they know if you voted for that person or not when you go in there? Why are they even bothering?
That's money they're spending to tell you who to vote for that they could be spending.
Where do they get that money from?
That's it.
Manila envelope room.
Yep. Comes back to politics works its way back to the job site. Even if cost of things. Like a cost of copper. A roll of 3/4 copper a few years ago was what, like $75?
And now?
Now $300, $350.
And they use COVID month. As an excuse for the increase of the bullshit.
COVID, even though we could make our own copper. We got Sudbury. We got mines up north. Like
huge.
We're capable of doing this.
And you can, a workforce.
Yep.
You can thrive.
Yep.
A Canadian business, branded Canadian, sell it to the
right Americans. From raw material all the way to finish.
We could totally do it, but you know, the tree huggers are stopping all that shit.
And what it does is because it doesn't, there's no, what I see it as is there's no one building it. So you don't build it. They're not going to come. You don't expect these people to come and then
build it if you're going to get taxed to death as a corporate? How many corporations have left in the last decade?
I walk out every year.
Even Mr. Wonderful. Kevin O'Leary, you know, he's getting the fuck out. He's not staying here. Why would you run a business here? There's no reason to here.
There isn't.
And obviously, I think that Carney's coming after. I've always said it since day one, since Trudeau's been in. They're coming after primary residence capital gains.
Yep.
Primary residence.
They're coming after the small mom and pop places.
Yeah.
They want them all.
They'll gobble them all up.
Or what they'll do is they'll give them funding. They'll buy them out. You can operate the business, but we own it. So then when they declare it's time to like shut the door.
Have you been seeing that? I've been seeing a lot of American corporations coming up here and gobbling up small mom and
private mechanical
companies.
Yeah.
Still keeping them their name and shit like that because of the community, but it's owned by a corporation now.
They
get a check.
The old owners, here's your retirement. You want to work still, we'll pay you hourly. We'll take care of you, but.
And then it's just one big corporation mandating what all HVAC rates are, what plumbing rates are, what electrical rates are.
Yep.
And this is what you have to pay. Good luck.
Yep. Slowly but surely, that's what they're trying. Well, that's what they're doing with the housing.
What happens when the heat pumps start failing and there's a bunch of service associated with that? You guys are obviously making money because you're doing service calls.
Yeah.
But what's the public going to do? Joe Public, who owns a house that...
You can't do anything with a heat pump. Like, you're not fixing it yourself.
So you have to hire somebody.
Yep.
So then it's going to get to the point where you're going to have to replace these units now. So it's going to cost you more money. You take the original unit, you throw it out now. It becomes trash.
Yep. Where does the trash go?
Meanwhile, you were perfectly fine with an AC unit. You were perfectly fine with a gravity vented hot water tank. You were perfectly fine with all these other things that were.
Oh, man, the old big green tall Claire furnaces with a thermocouple, a gas valve, and a blower motor.
Simple.
But
lasted forever. Unless you had pets.
Yeah.
And if they were urinating all the time.
Yeah, keep the litter box the opposite end of the basement.
That's it.
Those things would...
Indestructible.
They're still out there. It's just people see them and they go, nope, condemned, too old. I'm like, what is wrong with this thing?
The power consumption on that is ridiculous. We're killing the planet.
It doesn't use much for power.
I know, that's what I mean. They don't have an argument.
Nope.
That's why I was saying
it uses more gas. Ooh, more gas, a thermal.
If you want to save this planet, you start making wall assemblies more.
You make things that are going to last.
Yeah, efficient.
Because digging up things to replace things, because those things run a little bit more efficiently, it's a death spiral. My friend, he's got a garage, right? He picked up this old fridge. Old Frigidaire fridge.
Like what, from the 80s?
Before that. It's all chrome. Everything's inside chrome. Works like a charm still. All he had to do is replace the door seal. Original compressor, everything.
Still works.
It runs quieter than an Energy Star fridge. And you plug in one of those watt meter things, it used 100 watts more than an Energy Star one. No, the stuff used to be good.
All they want is they want you to buy something and then 5 years down the line, buy it again.
Yep.
Buy it again.
Furnaces used to be old thermal cup, just a pot burner, right? Inside the heat exchanger, just blow the air by it. Now you got a heat exchanger, a secondary heat exchanger, you got the crossover
sensors.
Pipe. Like you got shutting sensors, pressure sensors, you got variable motor speeds.
How long they used to last 20 plus years, if anything longer than that, if you maintained it.
The original furnaces?
Yeah.
Oh, buddy, there's stuff out there still from the 80s.
But now the new ones? 10 years if you're lucky?
10 years. You get a what? I think you get a 10-year warranty. As soon as the warranty's over, start saving your pennies.
How is that saving the planet by changing these units every decade instead of changing it every 3 decades?
Because when they do the calculations, they don't calculate what you do after or what it takes to put into it. They calculate running efficiency. So if it's efficient while it's running, they don't care what it took to produce that or what it takes to recycle it later.
But I go back to the assembly of the wall because I don't care how inefficient or efficient a unit is. If your wall assembly and your windows and everything like that are not properly done, what's the point?
Yeah.
I could have the foot on the pedal hard. What's the point? There's no point in that, man.
You're pissing everything out.
Yeah.
Insulation is number one.
100%. You only get one shot with it.
Yeah.
If you want to cheap out and do something crappy and you don't seal it properly with either 6 mil poly or you do a spray foam or whatever it is, if you don't seal the building envelope properly, what's the point of having the most efficient furnace ever in the entire world? There is no point.
No difference.
The building envelope
is number one.
They don't talk that.
No. In the gas code, they tell you, like in the school, you got to pick between what type of frame construction it is, whatnot, when you size things, right?
Yeah, 2x4, 2x6.
They account for air leakage.
Yeah.
So, in a perfect world, there's zero air leakage except for the air leakage you want. So if you were to achieve that, you could heat a house with a candle.
I know.
Right?
I've been through those symposiums and I was talking to people and I'm like, yeah, I get it. Because the wall assembly was done a certain way.
Yeah, you put the
heat runs everywhere. But I've never heard a politician talk about wall assemblies, man. Heat recovery stack, heat pumps.
That takes forestry and mining. That comes down to...
It takes multiple products, right? That you can't manipulate.
Yeah.
There's a set market, right? But if I make this copper stupid piece of 4 foot coil.
And then when someone tries to test it, you come after them.
Was it you that sent me that thing about?
Yeah, Bo, yeah.
He's going to be at the 750 event. Yeah. I want to chat with him about that.
Yeah, I'm curious too. Well, that happened with me with Navian because I used to... There's one guy on YouTube called Mikey Pipes, and he discovered that Navian tankless water heaters and combi boilers leaked, products of combustion. The water tube design, the top plate, leaks on startup, almost every single one of them. Just something about their design, bubble test it.
And it leaks.
It leaks.
Every time.
You put a CO detector in there with the door, like you poke a hole in it, and then put your CO detector in there so that it's still technically enclosed, CO. But Mikey made video after video for months, and then Navian came after him, both guns blazing, were taking you to court, silenced. Anyone who spoke about it on Instagram, anywhere, if you went to a show after, oh, you're that guy, you talk about, oh, yeah, did you hear what happened to Mikey Pipe? Like, indirect kind of, yeah. So I was at one of the trade shows, I think it was a Noble one, and I asked one guy, I go, have you changed the design on this yet? No, but you don't talk about that, I know who you are. I'm like, really?
Why not change the design and make the unit work?
Production. Retooling a line. Hiring new workers.
So did he just completely went quiet about it, or he's still on?
No, he went quiet. He just said, yeah, I know who you are. Don't worry. Like, along that line.
That's bad for them, man. I mean, as a product, that's bad.
It's
solved the problem.
Been forever. That's how they get away with it. Come down with a lawyer. Quiet your mouth, kid.
Protect your investment one drop at a time. Your home or project deserves the very best when it comes to waterproofing. Trust nothing less than the service that guarantees you peace of mind and lasting protection. Meet Antonio, the expert behind Aquastop Waterproofing. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to keep your basement dry or a contractor in search of a reliable partner, Antonio and his skilled team deliver unparalleled quality and service. From the first site assessment to the final backfill, every detail is handled with precision, ensuring your project is completed on time, on budget, and to the highest standard. Antonio's team doesn't just solve problems, they prevent them. With a proven track record of working with insurance companies, educating clients, and using the best products available, Aquastop Waterproofing offers a solution you can depend on for years to come. Experience the difference with a team committed to excellence. Antonio and Aquastop Waterproofing are your go-to professionals for all things waterproofing. Get in touch with Aquastop Waterproofing today at 647-631-4144 or visit them at www.aquastopwaterproofing.ca. For direct inquiries, email Antonio at antonio@aquastopwaterproofing.ca. Let's make sure your property stays safe and sound, rain or shine. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life.
And because I'm not a company, I work for whoever, right? They're not going to sue me or try to.
But it just shows you the power of social media, how you got Joe Schmo,
yep,
who actually speaks the piece. He comes from experience on the job site or her,
yep,
and all of a sudden, yep, sharing their insight to future people. And all of a sudden they get threatened by this. They get, yep, threatened by little David.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Why not just fix your product, man?
It's easier to stomp on cut the tall grass, right? That's what it is.
That's it comes down to, man, like
them with influencers and that and all. It's the social media thing. I think it's reached its peak.
Oh, I knew that years ago.
It's like, just,
I don't think
it's
legitimate
sitting at a
trades
plateau, and I see, yeah, it. It's coming down.
Legitimate tradespeople don't respect some of the messaging. I would say, no, most of the messaging that they know that is being paid.
Yeah.
If it's paid messaging, they don't listen to it and they don't respect it.
No. Well, you see, some guys, you'll remember some guy, he posted something a year ago praising, say, Milwaukee.
Okay.
Well, now he's got Makita. Brand new, everything's all brand new Makita. You don't see a single.
There's a reason why there's never been a tool influencer on my show.
No.
Because you can't tell me that this week you
suddenly their drill is way better and you got all their product. Come on now. Like,
you're doing these posts where it's like, hey, I'm just cutting this piece of wood, yeah, or doing this and there's no like damage on that tool. And I'm like, how's that magically, yeah, work, well, right?
You don't got a single
unboxing
stuff on that thing.
Shit, and I'm like, listen, I've received free stuff before. I've been, yeah, sponsored before with other brands.
I'll use it. If it sucks, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't happen.
There isn't one tool brand that has foolproof everything. No. I don't even Milwaukee. I know that most HVAC and plumbing, like, not there is not, and not every single tool's Milwaukee's, no, miter saw sucks.
Yeah.
I know they have a job saw, table saw now, but I wouldn't go to it. It wouldn't be a consideration for me. But I mean, when it comes to ProPress or comes to sort of those tools, yeah, yeah, Milwaukee's a leader in there.
Yeah.
I totally believe that.
I got a Ridgid, got a Milwaukee too. They're both, that technology is a pretty cool thing.
Ridgid plumbing, I would say I'd respect those tools. Ridgid power tools, I had them. That's how I got started.
Yeah.
Because of the lifetime warranty. But then I got blacklisted because I was using the lifetime warranty all the time. You can't keep coming back here. I go, it's a lifetime warranty.
Yeah, it's no good. Sorry, you used your lifetime warranty too many times, sir.
I was told that. Seriously.
Really? My one friend had the impact or the hydraulic one, so like it's softer on your hand or something.
Okay.
Rigid. Those things are wicked. I don't know, but when you look at it, there's a... You ever seen AVE on YouTube?
No.
You,
AVE?
AVE. That's the YouTube channel. He breaks down tools and everything. He's broken down Milwaukee and Hilti side.
But he's not loyal to anybody.
No.
You can see that he's not loyal to anybody.
He takes everything apart he gets.
Good.
A lot of things, same motors. It's just different gearing. And I know a couple different Milwaukee, their iterations of impact guns and impact drivers. There's one that had metal gears, the next model plastic gear. Same model number, all that. Don't think the same thing happened with DeWalt. Same thing.
I was told that
the tools that are sold at the big box stores, like Home Depot,
are different than what you can get. I've been told the same thing.
Like, there's a slight change regarding...
I think it might be something like that, along the line where, like, the internals of it might be plastic.
Yeah, something. Home Depot. Something.
You go to a tool supplier or a rep, you get the metal version, right? I believe it.
Why would they? Because I guess the majority of people buying tools at a big box are mostly DIYers, kind of.
DIY.
Lower you're grade use trades
it,
kind of thing.
You're going to use it for like a few months. That's it.
You won't use it to the level of a pro.
Yeah.
I honestly think that there should be a Formula One and then regular consumer car.
100%.
I think that pro should be access to all. But then you'll get guys going, well, then just buy Hilti.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You want to just buy Hilti then. It's all for pros.
You want a real lifetime. Yeah. They're great tools, but
they're great, but they're two, three times more money.
Oh, two, three, yeah.
And there's only one location in all of Earth.
They're closed at 5.
I know. To get yours.
You're done. Sorry.
It's not convenient as a business owner.
Yeah.
And you're not going to buy two of everything so you can have a backup. That doesn't make sense for a business owner, right?
No way.
But they are good tools.
Crazy, though.
What's the new kid? What are the new kids thinking about getting into HVAC?
I recently was working with one kid fresh out of high school, two different ones actually. And the thing they're really hard on is my dad did this, my grandpa, they made great money. They had a cottage, they had a car. What am I getting now? Right? A lot of them, and then they turn around and they look at the influencer. Well, look at this guy. He's got all this free stuff. He's got this nice car now. So a lot of kids I find are finding it harder to work hard because there's no incentive.
Yeah.
It's not that the work ethic isn't there, because give them a controller to a game. Go watch them crush that game 3 hours. They're done 100% everything. There's no incentive anymore. What do these kids have to look forward to?
But did you ask that question when you were getting started in HVAC?
No, it's still good.
You have to earn that question.
No, it was still good at the time too, right? I worked at the end of the oil bust when Harper was prime minister. I worked out west. That was the greatest money I've ever made.
Yeah, that was a good time.
It was.
I voted for Harper.
I remember buying car parts from the States at cheaper than what we could buy here. That doesn't happen now. Try building a car. Like that, for people that, like they try and say, how does the economy affect me or how does it? It comes down to the prices of your material you're building, right? That's number one. You got to pass that down to a consumer. So then there's one example. You have any type of hobby? A lot of the stuff we used to get for cars and whatnot, Japan, the States, Europe, what's it worth now to you? It's ridiculous. And then to try and tell me, well, politics doesn't affect my daily life.
Who's saying that?
It's not that they say it. It's that they don't say anything. They complain, and then you say, well, what about this? Oh, I saw in the news. Like, no, come on, look at your day-to-day life.
It's funny, Stefan. I was like, a few weeks back, I was at a cigar get-together lounge. We're just shooting the shit, right? And we're just talking about a bunch of shit. Nobody's arguing with anybody. We're just talking. You've got an opinion. You share it. We discuss it. We don't dismiss it. We discuss things, right? And at some point, I said to one of the guys, I was like, do you think these globalists, these elite assholes, they do this? They sit in a room here and just pull strings and talk about, let's just do this.
It's like Monopoly to them.
And I said, you know what? I honestly believe that they do that.
It's got to be.
Like, let me just, fuck with them tomorrow. Yeah. I'll do this tomorrow.
What more can you do with your life?
When you have so much money and power and control, what else are you going to do? Oh, let's just control even further.
You full-blown try and control governments, right? Because you moved on from people. It's easy to do that. Let's move on to the next thing. And now you get tariff wars, you get this and that. And it's at the end of the day, the companies operate the governments, right?
Of course they do.
So it's.
Look at America when it was Bush and Cheney and Halliburton. And I'm like.
Building contracts for places they haven't even bombed yet.
You'll get the contract.
Yeah. It's happening in Ukraine too. BlackRock's already bought a whole bunch of towns that haven't even been touched yet.
Mineral rights. I don't want our mineral rights to be sold to anybody other than benefiting the Canadians here. Yep. And that's how it should be.
Well, Ontario's big for it. We could do it. That whole ring of fire.
It's such a thriving country, eh?
We need a rail system that goes from one end to the other instead of that God forbidden Trans-Canada. That's the scariest
job. I know, but you can't give it to this current government to manage it because
they can't build a pipeline. They're not going to build transport. We're talking about
that tunnel across the 401.
Yeah.
80 whatever billion dollars it was. And I was like, dude, you're going to spend that just on consultants that are going to come in and just gobble all that money up.
Yep. Permitting. Getting permission to have permission.
Dig a hole here and pretend that you're digging a hole here.
Yep.
And just tell us that you found something that's going to cost more money now. Why LRT still not open? The Eglinton Crosstown.
That's been going on forever, hasn't it? In Hamilton, we got our own LRT that's been on the... We used to have the train car there.
How do you not arrest the people that are associated? There's still invoices being submitted and paid for the Crosstown Eglinton right now.
And nothing's getting done.
The problem is, like, you know this. The moment you get the contract, you're going to get paid 3-4 X amount more than you would normally get paid to do a fraction of what you're supposed to do. So then you just shut up and you do it and you get paid a lot of money.
Yep.
And that's a fraction of what other people are getting paid.
You keep other people employed. Like, it's a vicious circle. It really is.
Our government workforce is how much? It's like tenfold. I don't know how many more people than... We have more people working for RCRA than the IRS.
Yeah.
They have 350 million.
There was some figure that came out. We have more government workers than we do, like, private sector in certain markets altogether. Yeah, it makes no sense.
So all of them and all of their family members are all supporting this government and their bullshit. And April 28th is going to be interesting.
Pierre is promising stuff for, apprentices and whatnot.
I know.
Tool grants. And
I know he's been promising a lot of stuff.
He's pushing pretty hard for that.
Will it get implemented, though? You'll get pushback.
Somebody's got to do something. I think, you know what, you keep going with the same, you stay with the same abusive ex. Eventually, you got to walk out.
And I tell you right now, these last 10 years feel like 100 years.
I don't even get it. Normally, time flies by, right?
Well, I remember every year clearly, man. I remember when that dickhead got into power and off the fact of selling weed legally. I'm like
no
come on.
No plans for nothing, just making weed
legal. No plans for nothing at all, and I'm just going to use my trust fund, and then my portfolio is directly attached to Saudi oil, so then I'm never going to dig in Canada because it won't make me profit anything. I was like, why don't we just follow these crumbs, man? Just simply follow these crumbs. Why do you need a prime minister that comes into power and moves everything to a blind trust in the Caribbean?
And you speak about this. They tell you you're wearing a tinfoil hat that you're crazy. Right?
I've had a few people leave comments on some platforms about this show going, you know, I like your show, but some of the guests are a little too fucking... I was like, dude, it's not for everybody. I don't give a shit.
These are people that are working every day. There's no curated opinions. Well,
construction's being hit hard, man.
It is.
And it's not help. The unions are not helping. It's not a brother. I've got two fucking union shows coming up soon that they're going to be sharing some serious fucking shit.
Member or someone of the brass?
Someone of the brass that was pushed out.
Oh, okay. So that'd be a good show.
I had a long conversation with him, and he was letting me know about a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And we had a few jokes talking about stuff, and he's not nervous about saying anything. He's allowed to say whatever he wants to say. He doesn't have a confidentiality.
They didn't tie him up in one of those agreements. Yeah.
They didn't. He walked out before they could.
See, that's the part that gets me.
He saw it coming.
You read the contract really good. A lot of them already had, like, there's NDA
clauses. It's all in there. I know he brought that up.
So if you're a member and you speak out, you're already technically signed.
And then you can get sued, and that means you start losing everything that you have, your house, everything.
What type of brotherhood do you have?
It's not a brotherhood.
When you already have knives out to your back.
It's not.
If you step out of line.
That's what I mean. It's they pitchfork and say it's a brotherhood. We're here to support you.
The union served a purpose at one time. I think that purpose is done.
Get in line. That's all it is. Just get in line. Shut up and get in line.
And it's power corrupts absolutely, right?
100%.
So it started out as a good, well-intended
union. Unions were great. The same thing.
And then once you get corruption up at the top, that it just trickles down and... You have more members than you do brass. I don't know why everyone stays silent about it.
41 million people in Canada. You've got about a 250,000 people that are either a police force or a government worker or a politician controlling 40 million plus people.
Yep.
Sheep herd.
Everyone takes one day. If everyone could take one day, not a lockdown, don't get traumatized by that. Like, just, no, go out and go have fun. You're not inside because airborne... Ebola is in the sky. Just don't pay for anything. Go to the parks. Just take one day off just to protest. Don't buy nothing.
Shut down the country. Just show them that it can be done. One day.
You don't have to go to Ottawa. You don't have to do just everybody the same day.
Everyone shut down. Close all your businesses. Everyone just shut down.
You got to let them feel the hurt.
Yeah.
Because at that moment, then the blue collar workers looked at as you're keeping this place going. that's a lot. There's no recognition for that anymore. Everyone looks at their influencer. My Katy Perry, my whoever's on the news today.
I can't stand that shit.
Nobody worries it's about fucking Tim coming in fixing your fucking toilet. Like,
attention subcontractors and skilled trades. Are you looking for your next big opportunity? 2x2 Construction is expanding and is on the hunt to grow our top-tier network of professionals. Whether you're a carpenter, plumber, or roofer, etc., if you can deliver top-quality craftsmanship, offer competitive pricing, and your communication is where we shine, we want to hear from you. At 2x2 Construction, we value strong partnerships. From multiplexes to garden suites, we're all about building better together, and we want you to be a part of it. Reach out today at info@2x2construction.ca or connect with us on Instagram at 2x2 Construction. Join the 2x2 Construction team where great work meets great people. This message is proudly supported by the construction life.
There's an imbalance of appreciation. You need to kind of,
you got to get union workers on board for that. Not the brass. Fuck the brass.
No, you don't need the brass.
You have to get the union workers working on that. And I don't think it'd be that difficult because half the workforce has not been working.
A lot of them been home, yeah. Doing landscaping gigs or whatever.
I know, they're doing side gigs. They're doing cash jobs. They're doing what a Canadian needs to do to survive.
Yep.
That's what they're doing.
Yep.
Because guess what? The brass, they're still collecting a pay.
Oh, they don't stop.
Even during a strike.
Yep. Even when police. You get a police that decides to kick the shit out of someone. You're still getting time off with pay until the investigation's done. What about the average?
Not in the investigation is done, and the investigation goes away.
Goes away, yeah, not done.
Wasn't there that one MP, the woman, who was bringing up the SNC again, and she got attacked by liberals, by Trudeau directly?
There was Ruby, she got, yeah. And then that Chandra guy, he got ousted too.
What the fuck is all that about? They're still good people. Yeah. There's still good people that are speaking up, but they're getting, like, shafted.
They're the traditional liberal.
Yeah.
Like what the Liberal Party is not what the name.
Nope.
When you look up what a liberal supposed to be, it's not what they are.
Same with the Democrats down south, right? That whole Biden, Kamala bullshit.
It's all shifted so much. But it all comes back to corporatism. Because no matter what, they have their corporations they want to benefit. The other party has theirs, right? So it's just whatever cloak they got over them.
So Trump has already collected $21 billion just in tariffs, just from the time that he implemented it. But nobody's talking about how positive that is that he's collected $21 billion for that country. $21 billion has gone towards...
No, because the narrative changes to, oh, you're hurting our neighbor. There's always that narrative shift, real quick, no matter what it is.
I think nowadays, these countries, every country should be watching out for their own backyard. And that includes Canada.
We could do it.
Build it ourselves.
We could live... Be on self-sustainable. Our own. We got enough fresh water... We're what? Number one fresh water in the world?
Fresh water, mineral reserves, oil reserves, lumber.
Yep. And this place has been untouched.
Unfortunately, we also have high numbers in fentanyl and drugs.
But that's not produced here.
No.
We bring that in.
Yeah.
That's our number one import. It really is. We export all of our wealth. We import all the drugs.
MPs are being threatened. Their families are being threatened.
It's... I don't want to say it's a third world, but the way it's run, it's pretty much
third world. It has the potential to be one.
We're living okay. We're not great. We're not where we used to be. But it's on the management is third world.
That's 100%. It's been the most poorly managed country for the last decade, and they want another 4 years.
Yep. They can't get anything built. Everything's always roadblocked. There's always some type of study that decides to come up that, oh, well, you need to analyze this land now.
How are these liberals, like, believing the shit? Like, last week he announced that he's going to start off with $250 billion in debt.
Gone.
Like, he actually announces that. We're going to start our term.
And then another number.
So we're going to go from 1.1 trillion. So we're going to go to 1.3 trillion out of the gate. And while Pierre wants to go the other way around, he wants to reduce that number, start creating jobs out west, start creating the oil, start bringing it out, start making money for this country and bring that number down that you guys raised.
It's all on how they word it. Because they word it, oh, we're going to spend this money, but it's going to make us this money. Right? It's all...
This green initiative is annoying the fuck out of me, man. I'm so tired of EVs. I'm so tired of all this crap, man. You want to buy an EV? Go ahead and buy an EV.
You don't want
tell
EV?
Me you're saving the fucking planet.
You don't want an EV to be able to... get turned off when you're doing something wrong that they don't like you doing?
No, I want my windows to be cranked down. I don't want to be my windows to be push button down.
I want a carbureted car.
Yeah, I want a car. I have a carbureted motorcycle.
Yeah, beautiful, reliable.
Replace. You the drain points. It in the winter months.
Yep.
And then you get it going in the summer again. So simple as that. Yep.
Easy peasy. Everything, but in the aim, they call it efficiency. That's how they get away with making things more technical and they get more control over it.
What are your thoughts on the whole Pope Francis and good old Klaus Schwab?
Oh, man.
Same week, huh?
Same week.
It's interesting, huh?
There's people out there, there's been predictions for centuries about this is the last Pope and this and that. Oh, man.
Well, it's interesting how the two frontrunners are a black Pope and an Asian Pope.
Yeah.
And then it's also interesting, I watched that movie Conclave. Did you watch that?
No.
I'm not a religious person, but the ending was full of shitness. It was just garbage, right? So basically, they elected a transgender pope.
No way.
I'm just going to give you a spoiler. It was discovered that he was a transgender.
No shit.
And that's who got voted in as the next pope. Young, too. So it was just really interesting that Pope Francis passes away. And all of a sudden, now there's this whole interest in the black pope and also in this Asian pope.
Yeah.
And there was like a spike in everyone watching this Conclave movie. And I was like, listen, I'm respectful of religions and I was respectful of the Conclave and the whole process. But to end this story this way, where you're telling me that the Catholic Church is accepting a transgender pope
to
be
voted in your movie. Yeah.
I'm like, I don't believe this fucking ending. I'm sorry. I don't believe it at all. And if it happens, it's because the pope is not controlling, like the church is not controlling shit. So religious people can get upset at me, but I don't believe that bullshit. So now that he's passed.
What's going to happen?
Is it going to be a young pope that's going to be a questionable pope? Like, is it going to be, I don't know.
I think the black one, what's his last, Sarah. He's very reading.
Traditional?
Traditional.
But so was Francis.
So, yeah, and then look what he did, right? Yeah, how do you know?
He was like, he never took his salary.
Yep.
He didn't live in the chapel that he was supposed to be living in. He was very modest and stuff. But yet, for some weird reason, he was making some questionable decisions when it came to the rainbow flag.
And his net value went way up, too. It's just...
So I just
I don't
found
know,
it
I don't know if it's the rainbow flag or if it's the rainbow flag being used to move money.
I think it is.
I think it is. Thing.
Yeah.
Because I know there's lesbians and gays on work sites and shit.
Of course.
Most 99% of them don't care and they speak out like this shit's gone insane. Like, stop.
I can't tell you the last time I ever had a conversation with a tradesman about his sexual orientation or his sexual escapades with his current wife, girlfriend, partner, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's not a conversation to have.
Doesn't
happen. I don't give a shit about it.
No.
But then when you get into this whole flag thing, why does that have to be expressed to me? It's not a conversation I want to have.
No.
So then keep it over there. I don't give a shit. Then that brings us to the school boards and shit and all this, like, more and more tradespeople are putting their kids into private education.
Yeah.
Private education, you have a say.
Public schools are the worst. I think, you know what, honestly, if I had the means, my kids would be homeschooled. We'd live on a farm and you'd learn what you need to learn to survive.
Yeah.
Because what's being taught in schools now?
I don't get it.
Like,
I'm not a parent. I don't get it, though.
Why do you need to learn about this geography of this country? Like, do you plan on living there? No. Do you live there now? No. Okay, so what does it matter what the Alps look like? What is the elevation? Nobody cares. Teach the kids how to do finance. Teach them how to do basic home repair stuff.
And also, like, be physically fit. Have proper exercise going on.
That's a big thing.
Don't fucking talk to me about how you're just a big person.
Yeah.
It's okay to be a big person today. No, you're eating really shit food and you're not exercising.
You're slowly killing yourself.
Yeah.
And what do you get out of it?
I had somebody in here recently, a physiotherapist, and we were doing a show and we're talking about how fatty liver disease is like surpassed alcoholism regarding scarring your liver. Why is that? Well, processed food, all the crap.
Everything.
I mean, RFK down south, he's attacking it. He's getting rid of all this shit.
He's trying to.
Nobody here in Canada is talking about it. Where's our health? Remember participation?
I remember that, yeah. I remember the school, when I was in elementary school, we had to go out, do our 15-minute walk every day. Gym was actually gym. We had recesses. Now they get a nutrition break and a lunch break, and they don't get time outside.
I think, what was it, Hal and what was his wife's name or participation? I think they would be like attacked socially. I think they would be discredited.
Shamer. They would call you a fat shamer.
Yeah.
All you, all say, there's always a problem with what
they were
you
asking
say.
You to exercise. They were asking you to stretch. They were asking you to consider eating healthier. That's what they were asking you to.
Well, the problem with eating healthier now is nobody can afford it. Not nobody, but
what's healthy to begin with? Yeah. Like, I recently read that basically 99% of the olive oil out there is actually not olive oil. So now they've been infiltrated.
Now you're going to break my heart. That's okay.
First of all, you don't touch any olive oil bottle that's in a plastic.
Yeah.
Period.
No, always glass.
It's always glass or in a tin. So if ideally you can go to Italy and get it in a tin and bring it back yourself, but there's only so many producers of olive oil.
Yeah.
And so now everyone's just getting on the train. They're using it. So it's like, you got to be careful about that. But I'm all about tallow. I'm all about butter.
Beef tallow.
I've never taken margarine. No. Beef tallow is fucking amazing. I get it from a Mennonite, $20 for a big tin. Like, it's just, I love it. You cook with that shit, right?
That's the best. And those people, they use the animal for everything. Right?
Never been a vegetarian. Don't care about vegetarian. If you want to be a vegetarian, that's going to
just wonderful. Don't remind me about it as soon as I meet you.
Don't tell me that, killing a cow is harming the environment, it's bad. And I'm like, let's talk about avocados. Let's talk about all the rodents and snakes and rabbits.
Snakes,
let's talk about all that you kill.
The bee population that you kill, right?
What is it? Just because the cuteness of the animal? If it's like an ugly looking animal, then it's okay to kill. But
could you imagine if you showed them all the slaughtered rabbits that they eat?
Combine going through looks like a horror movie.
Yep.
Just to get your avocado. Your quinoa.
If you're worried that much about animals.
Your quinoa.
Go make a garden. There you go. At least then you know.
Yeah. If
you
grow your own. Grow your own avocados.
People need to become more self-sustained.
That brings up something. Why doesn't the government start selling or producing greenhouses to be sold to each Canadian citizen in their own backyard?
Or just incentivizing war gardens. The government used to give you seeds. Like, here's free seeds. Go grow a garden. Go support our troops.
They don't
the less food you buy out there, the more we can set. Like,
they don't want it.
No.
Was it?
They don't want you to own anything.
Netherlands? Was it the Netherlands that did the chicken program?
They gave everyone a chicken or something.
They gave them like 3 or 4 chickens. Yeah. And then basically it minimized the amount of garbage that was being sent every single week.
Because the chickens ate it.
Ate all your scraps and everything. And I'm like, that's cold.
The chicken gives you eggs. And if you want to slaughter
real
chicken,
eggs, good eggs.
If it's a good eating chicken, right?
Let the chickens get their own grub and the insects and go through the field and that's it. Like, that's every house should be like that.
The governments here don't want that. They don't want people to sustain themselves. What would a chow do? Didn't she have a rainwater tax or something that decided
she's,
to come
I don't know if she's put it in, but she was talking about that.
She's trying to, yeah.
I know. But what's going to happen
You can't collect your own rainwater. Well, how are you going to tax me on that? How are you going to know?
I still got a place where the rainwater gets collected in the pipes, right? It doesn't get runned off. I don't give a shit.
Nope.
I'm still going to put garbage in the recycle bin because you guys don't recycle. I'll still keep everything separate in the organics, but I have two garbage bins. I have a garbage bin and I have a recycle bin. Yeah. They're both garbage.
They both.
You guys don't recycle.
Nope. No, they sell it to you like they do.
GFL is a billionaire company.
And their trucks are always going somewhere.
They have contracts, major contracts, and they're all going into the landfill.
Yep.
They're not recycling shit.
Nope.
But, let's be green. I do it every week, and I wait for the driver
to
give me a sticker.
It's a habit.
You can't put garbage in. I'm waiting for that. Never going to happen.
You don't think so? It'll take that one new kid.
No, I don't think he wants to get out of the cab.
Are they all automated? Just levers.
They're all automated. Exactly. One operator. Remember the day it used to be two? One driving, one hooking it up.
Hamilton's like that. My area. We got.
It's efficient that way, but they're
one
not going to.
Running alongside the machine.
They got a little mirror there, and then they dump it, and they take a peek at it.
No.
Yeah, I've seen it. I watched
lazy.
It. But I'm waiting for him to tag it.
He's not going to. He doesn't want to get out.
He'll never do it. Or her, whoever it is, they'll never do it. Because it's not getting separated. That's my
point.
And
it cuts down on their time.
And their job is if I finish it. And I'm nice. Like, I respect them. I don't put my organics out every week.
Yeah.
I put it out every other week because I don't feel that 2 or 3 bags of organics in the bin is worth going out, right?
Yeah.
So then I'm like, you know what? I'll do it every other week. So then he has to skip my house regarding that.
Yeah.
Speeds his route up, and he finishes a day sooner, which is great.
Yeah.
We know that as soon as they finish the route, their day is done. They've been paid their set rate for that.
Yeah, they're happy.
So I do that. I do that every other week on the organics. But regarding recycling and garbage, man, it's both garbage bins, in my opinion. Yep. I've got a large and a medium.
And they all go on a truck, and they all go across the border. Wherever the heck they get dumped there.
They go to the States, I know. And then the States just moves it to other states.
Or they move it into shipping containers, and they end up washed up on someone's beach.
Why don't we do what Singapore does? Burn it. And use it as energy.
Make it energy.
Like get the same factory that they build and build it here.
We got rid of a bunch of those.
I know, because it wasn't good for the environment.
Yeah.
But yet it was sustaining energy.
Instead of taking the footprint that was there and redesigning it, let's level everything.
No, the money's got to go to Bombardier, a failed company, to give them more streetcars, which they screwed up on the LRT on St. Clair and also the Spadina one. But yet it was a failed company, but it's Canadian. So let's just keep on pumping more money into there.
Let's go back.
That's called kickbacking, and that's called corruption. That's more manila envelopes. We're back into the manila envelope room, right?
It all comes full circle, right back.
Fuck, man. Staples must be dropping off that shit every fucking day, huh?
They don't even bother stapling it anymore.
They're just making their own maple, I know. Attention homeowners and businesses. Are you looking for top-notch electrical contracting services you can trust? Consider the expert tradesperson behind Effect Electric LTD. They take pride in delivering quality, service, and professional installation on time and on budget. From Kohler generators to main service upgrades or network data installation, they do it all. With years of experience and a commitment to excellence, Carlo and his team at Effect Electric LTD are your go-to professionals for all your electrical and generator needs. Effect Electric LTD is an authorized Kohler home energy generator dealer. Kohler has air-cooled 26 RCA units, the quietest, the most powerful, and exceptionally durable generator with 109 amps max power on liquid propane. Custom color options, camouflage options, and every generator Kohler makes is built to last and is equipped with a commercial-grade engine. Call Effect Electric LTD today at 416-508-7725 or visit them at effectelectricltd.kohlergeneratordealer.com. Let's build something great together. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life. But the problem is that most Canadians are given that job, that occupation, and they're given that offer of, this is what you're going to make.
Yeah.
Most Canadians will take it.
Sit down, shut up, and be happy.
They'll take it.
Yeah.
And they'll be one of them then. Then you become the villain.
No, but no one's actually had real struggle. I've talked to older people a couple times. They go, your generation hasn't seen a war. You don't understand. And I've been thinking about it and thinking about it. There hasn't been a real struggle for my generation and generation before where it's like, how the hell are we going to survive? Right now, it's kind of guaranteed. So how bad does it have to get before things change? Construction, politics, just
primary residence tax will fucking do it. I said the moment you start knocking on the front door of people's that's what elderly, they gifted their children as a possibility of survival, financially speaking.
Here's your last chance. They're tickling that. Yeah.
They're going to take that away. So now you, mom and dad, want to gift it and it'll be taxed and then you're going to be forced to sell it.
You're forced to pay tax when you die too. Death tax, right?
Or leave.
Yep. And nothing gets accomplished for you. What do? Get a good accountant, good lawyer, go to work.
Yeah, but then you're going to spend years of your life fighting that shit. That's the same thing about the union fight. If you try to fight the union, good luck on that. You're going to lose your house. You're going to lose you're going to lose your marriage. You're going to lose your kids. You're going to lose everything. Yeah. Why? They have more money and power than you will ever have as a union member.
Yeah.
The brass doesn't want you to speak up. I calculated on one unit, something like $8 million was coming in from the member base alone. And that was just going to seven brass members.
Yeah.
$8 million.
Look at Unifor. Fuck. That Jerry guy. Is he still there? I don't know. I remember last time.
I'm just rattling cages right now. That's all I'm doing. I'm going to be waiting for complete strangers that I don't know who are.
You're Manny, right? Yeah.
It's not to say that I'm not looking over my shoulder where I go. I've joked with certain people in this area here where I was like, going, listen, I'm going to take a picture in front of your car, not my car. Why?
The depths that people will go to. Picture,
right? But that's kind of scary that's what you got to think.
Yeah.
How about we just do everything right for the common person, the worker, the brotherhood, the sisterhood? How about we just do that?
You do things precise. Your one guess was on. There's no such thing as perfection. It's about precision, right?
Yeah.
That line stuck with me since.
Yeah, yeah. It's a smart line.
If everyone was precise about what they did, accidents go down, costs would go down, but there's money in between that where you can siphon off. That's why nothing really actually happens. That's where the brass gets involved, the bureaucrats, the permitters, the speculators.
We got to go back to the gold standard, eh? Like, you can only spend money that you've made.
That you actually have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't spend printed money. That's what's happened the last decade.
Everything's on credit.
Yeah, but it's on your kids, like, yeah. Kids of the future tomorrow. Like, they're the ones that are going to be inheriting this bullshit, man. And they won't be able to afford it.
No.
Kids right now can't even afford a house right now.
Oh, good luck.
They won't get past anything.
They're lucky to be able to afford rent.
Is there even a stress test anymore these days? Like, what is the stress test?
No idea.
So as a 20-something tradesperson getting into the industry right now.
Living with their parents still.
What are they thinking? 20 years from now, I could probably get a deposit down for a house?
That's probably
what are
homes
going to cost 20 years from now?
Or you're going to have one job and then do cash job every night. Or have two jobs where they're both okay with you working. Like, say you work for an HVAC contractor during the day. And you do landscape maintenance. Like, you're doing
snow. That's what's
going to
happen.
You're going to have to become something like that. And then what do? You got no family life. You got
but you're
nothing.
Doing that just to survive on your one home.
Yeah.
When the other previous generations were like, okay, the house is paid. The car is paid.
I can go buy a cottage.
Now.
Yep. When I'm not there, the neighbor can rent it out.
Rent it out.
Right? Now, no chance.
So why get into construction then?
If it's not paying well and I see someone that's on video games getting paid $100,000, why do I want to work? But the ones that do come in and want to work, they're the ones that speak like it can't go on like this forever.
They're not going to be lifers. They won't stay.
I don't think so.
They're going to keep on doing something until they figure out something else to do.
Yeah, robots will eventually replace us.
I think in our lifetime there will be replacements regarding robots. I guarantee there will be.
A lot of, there's two sides of the fence, right? There's the old timers. No way that's ever going to happen. A lot of the younger guys, no way that's going to happen. I'm sitting here thinking, it's going to happen. You're training with all the social media stuff, right? You keep putting on videos and how-tos and asking questions and people are the AI is in there. It's combing through all of that. It's
watching you.
They're designing proteins with AI now. If they're designing proteins, they're best believe that trades is next is going to be somehow, whether it's diagnosis. You pull up to a furnace, whatever, and this is wrong, enter. Well, that's your problem. Start there. That's AI, right? All your Bluetooth gauges and everything, it takes temperatures and pressures and
it's
runs
AI.
It through. It's all AI.
It's all AI.
AI is already in the trades. People are saying it's never going to come. It's already here.
Your phone device and what you're diagnostically doing is all AI. If you don't realize that it's not, it is.
Even the people with that Jobber app, that's AI.
Everything is the same way.
Right?
But what's to stop the government from shutting down your furnace and you have no heat now?
Bluetooth furnaces connected to the internet, your Ecobee. Right?
It's convenience on your phone.
Yep.
But it's controllability
from
them.
That's how it's sold. That's sold with convenience and efficiency. But at the root of it, they've got control. The robots will be here next to replace us when it comes to...
What are we going to do?
Well, there will be skilled tradesmen. Truly skilled. This is all that you do. The robot gets your tools, gets your equipment, whatever.
They're the laborer.
The laborer up until a point where they finally figure out how to get the telemetry to... hands, so the robot can do.
But that's eventually going to happen.
That's
too.
Eventually going to happen too.
You're going to see it's going to scale fast.
It'll happen, especially with this the quantum computing, Google's new chip they just.
What we see.
Too many rabbit holes. I go down. And I start piecing shit together.
Listen, we're already seeing robots online.
Yeah.
Coming from China, even Elon's talking about it.
Yep.
This is what we're seeing, but you don't think behind the scenes there's other shit that's going on.
Yeah. Big time. We got to figure out how to, we either got to end it or we got to get ahead of it.
You know, the scary thing I think is that.
Does iRobot really happen?
That's where we're headed to it, right?
Right.
Japan right now, I think it's Japan that has a problem about marrying women.
Not wanting to get married?
They have to import people to marry, like husbands. There's not enough men. And nowadays in North America, the West, they're having the same problem. Like there's more women on OnlyFans making more money than the entire NBA league.
That's scary.
OnlyFans women are making more money than the entire NBA league. And we have an idea of what the NBA league is making.
Yeah.
Money-wise. We're talking billions of dollars. So OnlyFans are making more.
Yeah.
So why, and as a man, would you want to be with that?
The other part you got to remember is some of them aren't even real. There's a lot of that's AI ones.
AI shit.
AI's taking over the porn industry.
Because you could 24/7 your post now.
Yep.
You never have to meet this person. They're constantly saying exactly what you want.
And if you got good AI modeling, you don't even need to step in front of a camera to do all the like, you just...
You create it right then and there. Where do you want to be today? Dubai? Yep. Where do you want to be today? Bali? Where do you want
to
be?
You don't even have to be a girl. You could be a guy.
It's you take care of both sexes. Yep. It doesn't matter at all.
You're done.
Well, maybe
so if AI is taking over porn, how long before it comes into trades? Like, full force, beyond just being an app and... Right?
I'd have a problem as a homeowner letting a robot come in to do my servicing of the house.
Right?
He'd be like, what'd you say his name was? T-800.
But he cost $20. His service was $20.
Oh, he's
going
to be a fraction. I know.
Right? Sold.
If it was me, I'd probably put a sticker on the back saying, kick me.
Piece of cellophane right in front of one of the doorways. Yeah, it's just this way. Right through that doorway right there.
That's going to happen, and then that's when the iRobot uprising starts. The humans are attacking the robots, right?
Yep.
And who started it? Construction started it.
They were all construction workers, were they not?
So the construction workers started hitting all the robots, and that's what happens, and then they started fighting, so we're all to blame now.
There was some Netflix movie that came out with Megan Fox.
Yeah, the whole nanny thing.
But... All those dead construction workers too.
China's already doing that. We've seen that in certain trade shows, yep. Man. It's female robots.
It's scary.
Pleasure robots. And I was like,
it starts there. It's only going to scale up.
But what are we going to do as human beings?
That's the question. What do we do? Do we get fat and lazy?
We think it's going to be Wall-E.
Or what's that? Idiocracy. Everyone's just going to be a fucking dumbass. And we're going to eventually elect a President Camacho, Terry Crews.
You got a bunch of MPs that are all dumbass, right? Like, they're all stupid, some of this shit. You can't get a blue-collar person standing there in Parliament and actually speaking common sense.
Well, that's what it originally started as, though.
Yeah.
The House of Commons. It was the House of Commoners.
I know. Exactly. I know. It's not that anymore.
To have something like you were suggesting, like a blue-collar party.
They would get kicked out.
They'd get run out. So,
or they would get corrupted.
Yeah.
Shut up. And take this wad of money.
Yeah.
Is there a light at the end of the tunnel?
There's always a light at the end of the tunnel.
I
just making it there.
Who it was. There was somebody here that was like, he was just like, just hope that there's, for as much evil, there's a good.
There is a yin and a yang.
Right? Well, who's the good?
Like, the good always works in silent, right? Good never looks for praise or admiration. The bad is always the one.
Always looking for the limelight.
Yeah. There's good happening. You just don't hear about it, right? It gets like media coverage. You always hear the bad. You never hear the good. You never hear that some firefighter pulled your neighbor's cat out of the tree 2 blocks away. Once upon a time, you did.
Some of these stupid questions that these journalists from these paid outlets, CBC, CTV, all this, I can't even, like, I really want the camera to flip.
Yeah.
I want to see that person who's asking
the question.
The dumbest fucking question.
What does
ever.
Their face look like?
Yeah, I want to know what they look like.
Are you straight faced when you're asking this question? I don't think so, because I wouldn't be.
I like what kind of, but obviously they're being paid to ask that question, right?
Yeah. It'd be nice to see media like that go out to just job sites. Just go film a real day in the life of whatever. And then let the world see what life is really like. Would it change? Probably, most likely. But you don't see it.
That doesn't make a story, though.
No, it's not a good selling story. It's,
yeah.
No.
No, the media has been talking about a labor shortage in construction for so many fucking years, and you guys are clueless.
There is no labor shortage.
There is no labor shortage.
There's tons of people.
But lots of money going into all these programs to get more people into construction.
Yeah.
DEI people.
Yeah.
They don't want to be in construction.
No.
Why give them money?
Or when they are in construction and they're listed as being part of the workforce, they're behind the desk. They're still important people, but they're not out there. That's like with statistics.
They're all people
that
want to be
easy to hide things.
They want to be placed in the upper echelon of construction.
Yeah,
as like it doesn't work that way.
They don't want to build it.
Boots on the ground. Yeah. Work your fucking way up. That's how it works. Otherwise, you become a nepo construction bullshit baby.
Yeah.
Which means you really don't know this industry. So you can't really relate to this industry.
No.
You're going to make uninformed decisions based on your fucking shit.
On how you feel. What the numbers tell you. The numbers might be right, but in principle, in practice.
Introducing Alt Labor Solutions, the game changer for contractors and laborers. Are you a contractor needing skilled labor or have labor in need of quick shifts? Or how about buying, selling, or renting tools, material, and equipment? Connect easily with contractors and find resources hassle-free through Alt Labor Solutions online platform. Post job listings with project details, browse public resumes, and choose the right person for the job. Explore their job board for new opportunities and connect with top talent. Alt Labor Solutions revolutionizes the labor industry with a user-friendly interface, secure payments, and a supportive team. Visit them at altlaborsolutions.com and start connecting with other contractors today. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life. I had a show with a former union guy, and I'm going to post it next week, where he was sharing a story of an injury, something happened, and the foreman, his thought process, he was a NEPL foreman, so he wasn't really worked his way up. This person fell down an elevator shaft and smashed his back on one of the floors, and everybody around him was saying, don't move, we're waiting for the paramedics. This foreman just cared about getting him up, and he forced him to get him up and make him walk down to the next level for the elevator and take the elevator down to the main floor and then be driven to the hospital.
Instead of getting on a back.
And I'm like, that foreman is a union member, should be arrested for his actions because of what could have happened to that person. You don't move anybody there. You let paramedic take care of that
and
shit.
And you make the punishment actually worth it.
But he was never punished.
No.
Never reprimanded, nothing. Got away with it because he knows certain people.
Yeah.
And that's what I have a problem with, people that are in position of power that never have dirty boots.
Yeah. They don't know.
They have dirty hands, but not dirty boots.
Their hands are practically red.
What else you want to talk about?
Oh, man. You can go down any rabbit hole.
Oh, so you're a certified shit disturber. Did you have to get a class? Like, did you have to do that?
I just had to piss off enough people and get blocked enough times.
Walk to my neighborhood, man. I don't know. The older you get, how young are you?
32.
Oh, you got a long.
Oh, I got time. I've still got time. I'm going to be that old man yelling at people on the grass, you know?
Even if until they're not they push you off. Eh? Even Mario from the North got shut down days before the election.
His TikTok got shut down. Yeah. He's still on Instagram.
I know, but it's just bullshit that he's getting shut down. I was like, yeah, he's getting shut down because he's making sense, man. Yeah.
That's the thing. You come out and you're honest. You speak your opinion.
You show both sides of any argument.
But if it's not curated by the person that's holding the lever, gone. See ya.
How is the hammer these days?
It's fucked.
A lot of construction don't know. A lot of people from Toronto move into the hammer.
You know, that drove Hamilton up in value big time. Because Toronto's so unaffordable.
Yeah.
Everyone coming down into Hamilton, St. Catharines way too.
Yeah.
It drove the property value way up. So it made us, I think it went Toronto, Vancouver, and then Hamilton. Hamilton, number three in Canada at one time, like a few years ago, yeah.
Really?
It's in the top five, I think, now.
So what's an average home in Hamilton, like going, what, a million?
Plus.
Holy cow.
My home, like a two-bedroom whatever, probably get eight. Nothing special, like wartime-built house, nothing.
I dated a girl back in the 90s. Her parents' house was $22,000 they bought it for.
Yeah.
Like, it was a 1,700 square foot, beautiful home.
Million plus.
$22,000 home.
Yeah.
Well, look at Brampton. Probably worth a million.
Look at Brampton. Same thing. Brampton was north version of Hamilton, pretty
Talk
much.
About corruption, eh? Because even the building office in Brampton is making up their own fucking rules that go against the OBC regarding how many people can live in a basement.
Yeah.
It goes against every grain of
Everyone's
fire code.
Fighting each other about
everything.
It. But you can't. So what happens then? Who comes down?
Nothing will happen until there's deaths.
Yeah. That's the way everything works.
But that's not right. You can avoid this shit. First of all, you should not be making rules for thee and not for everybody else. Just because you've got a lot of a certain culture in one area, you don't cater to building rules.
No.
That's dangerous. You're going to create situations where people die now.
Yep.
So and then you're implementing those rules in other cities outside of that area. That's not fair, man.
Everyone should be on the same playing field that way.
I think we should still be on a national building code and fuck this on a provincial building code. You know,
it all, you should be on the same building code, but when it, the only difference is insulation.
100%.
That's the only
depending thing on the that region that you're on, at.
Yeah,
yeah, because all. Other areas are different.
Structurally wise, like everything should be earthquake proof.
And no politician should be. Nope. There should not be a conflict of interest. If you're making money from any product, then you can't be a politician. You choose.
Your brother cannot go run the paving company who gets approved, or your cousin or anything.
You choose one or the other. If your family tree is making money off of a product, you can't.
Yeah.
You either get out of politics or you get out of construction. Yeah. You choose. But that's not going to be the case. They're going to keep on popping into construction.
Hell yeah. Construction's where money gets washed.
It's a laundry machine.
It is a laundry machine. No matter whether it's politicians, whether it's mafias, whether it's gang, it doesn't matter. You wash money through construction.
Ford's wedding, daughter's wedding.
Yeah.
And the guest list there, right?
How much did a bouquet of flowers cost? Probably 10 times.
I'm surprised nobody's ever done a little video on social media where you had that same music from Goodfellas while they're walking through the back there. And they showed a video from Rob. His fucking daughter's wedding, and I'm like, meet so-and-so, meet so-and-so. Oh, they're just friends. They're just good friends.
Just remember these faces, yeah. No, no.
Go get a loan. Go get a loan at 22% for the green belt. Trust me. Just go get a loan.
It's going to be okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, don't worry. Everybody these days, they're getting loans. They're getting million-dollar loans for 22%. Don't worry, it'll be good.
But when it comes time to call in loans, like, you want the cash. You're not getting that cash. You're getting the number on the machine. Well, this is what you get. So, yeah, gold standard.
It's all there, huh? Everyone sees it except certain people that don't want to care to see it, man. But it's all there, and then they're getting away with it.
Yeah. People are too comfortable. Too comfortable to care.
Nobody talks about the crap that's happened in the last 10 years. Nobody talks about Ford, him calling his election when he knew that he was going to get reelected. Carney called the election because he knew that if you dug into what he's actually all about, he would never have gotten anywhere near the traction. I think the traction's all full of shit, photoshopped. But let's see Monday.
We'll see what happens. I don't really know, man. It's going to be tight. Either way, there's no way that they're going to let a conservative majority happen. Because it's not about who votes, it's who counts them, right?
Yeah, I know. That's the other problem. Are they still using Chinese machines?
Probably.
They did last time.
They also had the tour buses taking people from polling station to polling station. A couple of them were spotted.
Last time. I totally think they stole the last one. Because look what happened since the last one to now. Yeah. Look what's happened.
Yeah. It doesn't make... There's no way any of this... Like, is this all real? Sometimes you like wake up in the morning and you go...
Is it all real?
Is this actually happening?
Ham on HVAC. Stefan, you ready for the 12 questions?
Let's go. Rapid fire.
A person you would trade places with for a day.
Klaus. I want to understand the mind of that fucking sick bastard.
I think I feel weird wearing that outfit. That Star Trek.
Like, yeah, you got the pointy, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to know what goes, like, how do you live... And carry yourself as this is your mind. How? Like what?
You got a bunch of bodyguards around you, man, protecting you, right?
But you got to make sure their families are taken care of. Like, what is wrong in someone's head? That's what I'd like to figure out.
Why do they keep on coming up with that stupid symbol, like the wannabe astronaut girl band there?
Oh,
And their logo on the fucking upside down.
You turn it upside down. It looks
Why
like
do they keep on throwing that shit in there? And then the Prince Charles fucking... portrait and side by side, and it's right there. Yeah. Why do they keep on doing that shit? Someone told me that
that's
they
what
do
I mean. Like, how is this
do
real?
It. They have to let you know that they're doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I was told. They have to let you know that they're doing it.
Yeah, that you're being.
Otherwise, they're not
cleansed. You're being shamed or whatever.
Yeah. Guilty pleasure.
Oh, man.
By the way, nobody said Klaus.
Nobody? Nobody wants to understand. See, I want to understand it. It's like Pandora's box, I feel like. Once I get in there, what the hell?
That's the first one. All right, guilty pleasure.
Oh, man. It's a tough one. I'd have to say smoking. I hate that
cigarettes?
I do it. Yeah.
Yeah?
I fucking hate that I do it. I won't do it around my parents. I won't talk about it around them.
They don't smoke, either one?
No, my dad had throat cancer. My mom still smokes. He used to smoke. Like, it's just, I don't know. I think it's an old school European thing. Because a lot
Every
of
time
my
I go
friends
to Europe, everybody smokes.
Everybody smokes, but not around their parents or not around like their respected ones unless.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
A lot of my friends are like that. They won't smoke around their parents, won't talk about it, nothing.
What's your least favorite tool?
The hand grinder. It's a toss-up between the Sawzall and the hand grinder. They're both... You're not making cuts with a hand grinder or a Sawzall, to be accurate. It's because something fucked up. It's usually bouncing around. It's in a stupid spot. It either catches... The Sawzall catches and jerks you.
Exposed danger.
Yep.
I know.
Yep.
Biggest risk you ever took?
Man. Biggest risk. We'll have to circle back.
Okay. Best compliment you ever got?
Old lady homeowner, you're a very handsome and nice boy. Thank you for taking care of me.
That's nice.
That, you know what? It's the old ladies.
That's really nice.
Because you know what they're living on right now. They don't got much.
Yeah, exactly.
There, a lot of them are picking between getting a full grocery bill and paying a full gas bill. So when you take care of them and they've been through some shit, that generation, right?
And they've seen that gas bill.
80 years old, 70. Yeah. So when they drop a compliment, like that's like when your grandma says, you're a nice boy.
That's a nice right? one. It is a good one. Favorite beverage?
Favorite beverage. Alcoholic? With the beer, we'll have to go with Lech beer. It's a green can. Comes from Poland. L-E-C-H.
I've never tried it.
You try that. Is that the beer store? Look that up.
Okay.
That, and then if I'm not drinking any type of alcohol, whatever, man, water. Water is life.
What never fails to make you laugh?
Kids' laughter. Kids' laughter. 100%. Innocence. Yep. They know no better. They know they're just having a good time.
Worst piece of advice you ever got?
Worst piece of advice. You have all the time in the world. Or time is your friend.
You do not.
You do not.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt one day?
Fighter jet pilot.
That'd be cool, eh?
I was an air cadet as a kid.
Oh, were you?
Until, like, what is it? They age you out 18, I think. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a fighter pilot. That would be sweet. But I got, what's that, astigmatism shit with your eyes where one's like a football shape or
whatever.
Yeah,
you have to have perfect vision.
You got to have perfect vision.
And even, nighttime astigmatism will really damage you.
Oh, fuck. Try to drive the 401 in the rain at night.
No.
Nobody.
I know.
I'm taking dud dust back.
Favorite curse word?
Fuck or kurva? Kurva always gets tossed around. When you hear a kurva blyat come out on a job site.
You gotta roll the R.
You hear that word come out on a site. You know somebody else.
There's something going on.
A friend and he's pissed.
What is your favorite vehicle? Any mode of transportation?
I'm a simpleton. I would say be a 86, 80, something like that, square box Chevy Suburban. You fit the whole family. You can tow a trailer, a boat, anything. The dog, everyone goes in that
truck.
They
still have the gear shift there?
Yep.
I missed that.
Simple. Carbureted.
Yep.
No fuel injection.
Yep.
Manual 4x4. You need it. None of this fucking fancy.
Bring that shit back.
Make it all like that. Even the old sports cars.
Oh, they're talking about it. Even Ferrari talked about it recently. They're bringing back a gearbox, man.
That would be the greatest thing they could do for their business.
What was the other one? Biggest risk you ever took?
Biggest risk I ever took would be children, man.
Having kids?
Yeah. Having kids definitely is a big risk.
Yeah.
Especially with the way the world is, right?
What are they going to have? We don't know.
You're leaving behind something. You got to leave them. They're your greatest build. Your kids are your greatest lifelong build.
It's true.
Whether it's you're into cars, you're into building houses, that's your morals, kids. Your values. And not, it doesn't always work out.
No.
Right? Sometimes your kid decides, like, they're an asshole. I tried, right? Yeah.
Last question. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at those pearly gates?
Bubba's house is this way.
Bubba's house.
I'm going to see grandma.
I like that.
Right? All about family.
Thanks, Stefan.
No problem.
Pleasure meeting you finally. We've been shooting the shit for so long on DMs and shit back and forth.
Sending memes and reels and joking and bitching and complaining and
good, bad, ugly.
That's
can't
it.
Believe shit like that.
Wake up in the morning. Can you believe this is actually happening? Yeah.
This is the next part of the story. Plot twist.
Act three. Here we go. Scene seven.
Man. Keep up your shit, dude. I'm listening. And I'm sure there's lots of people listening. So
yeah,
I'm just keep it up. And I don't care. If people don't like it, then don't listen. There's other people you can listen to that are brainwatching.
Yeah, I post my day-to-day little tricks and tips.
Simple as that.
But even then, I'm worried about posting because I'm feeding the AI. I'm feeding the robot that's going to replace me in 5, 10, 20 years, whatever. But I'm still doing it. I'll still talk shit.
I wonder if that'll be like all of a sudden they'll start replacing all of us with AI versions of us and try to convince our followers.
Adidas. Did you see Adidas AI ad?
They did that?
They did a whole ad. All AI. It's only a matter of time before two people started.
I didn't see it. I got to look that up.
Yeah, go look that up. As soon as we're done. It's a whole commercial.
Okay, man. That's it. We're all done. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. We're out of here.